The sound recording of the teaching of economics, a practical approach, written by J.C. Agrawal and published by Vinod Pustak Mandir, Agra, in Central Library of Banaras Hindu University, recorded by Deepkant Upadhyay. Unit 1, File 1, Meaning and Definition of Economics. Introduction. Economics activity is as old as the history of man. In ancient India, artha or wealth was considered as an important meaning of achieving the ultimate goal of human life, which was termed as moksha or liberation from the suffering of cycle of birth and death. Artha, however, was to be earned through dharma or right action or nitiyas, and to be used of karma, satisfaction of worldly needs in accordance with dharma. Example, right action. Of course, there were other means also prescribed for attainment of moksha. A systematic study of economics was done in India as early as the latter half of the 4th century BC by Kautilya, also known as Chanakya or Vishnugupta, who was the prime minister of the emperor Chandragupta Maurya. His treatise captioned Arthashastra is regarded as a monumental work of the art of administration, economy and polity. Coming to the modern times, mercantilism was the first comprehensive economic theory. It developed in France and England in 16th and 17th century. Mercantilism defended the economic politics that nations were following to increase their wealth. At that time, nation wealth was considered to constitute gold and silver accumulated within a country. The commerce of the nation was treated like the finances of the household. Great efforts were made to protect domestic industries, and many restrictions were imposed on international trade. The credit of establishing economics as a major field of study goes to Adam Smith, 1776, his book, An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, appeared, which is still widely quoted. Economics became a recognized field of study during the 19th century. In colleges, departments were created to teach economics theory. Economists such as Alfred Marshall at Cambridge University attract many students. Country of origin of modern economics and its present status. Economics began as a British subject and remained so for only years. It's become a recognized field of study during the 19th century in colleges, departments were created to teach economics theory. Economists such as Marshall at Cambridge University attract many scholars and students. Today, it is an international discipline, including scholars from most countries of the world and from all regions. Its chief center is in USA, and papers originating from here account for sizable proportion of those appearing in the major journals. Economists everywhere advise governments and private institutions, and they frequently write in newspapers and appear on the radio and televisions. Another important development, particularly since the Second World War, has been the use of economics in new fields. Thus, the economics of medicine, to cite an example, has now become a specialized area with its own practitioners. Likewise, economics of education emerged as a new area of studies. Almost all political parties in all countries include economics issue in their election manifestos. Divergent definition and meaning of economics. Economists have expressed divergent views on the definition and meaning of economics. In this regard, the Dictionary of Economics has very rightly observed, economists have never been fully satisfied with any definition of their subject. In fact, no short definition can convey to the beginner the scope and flavor of the whole subject and its was evolved. J.N. Kinney, in his publication Scope and Method of Political Economy, has stated, political economy is said to have struggled itself with definitions. Mrs. Barbara Ost's views also echo the same voice. Wherever six economists gather, there are seven opinions. Professor Weiner's views also reflect this. Economics is what economists do. Writing about the nature of economics, Durbin has remarked, certainly will always escape use. Broad classification of the definition of economics. Wealth centered definition. Prominent advocates Adam Smith, J.B. Say, J.S. Mill, F.A. Walker, Keynes, Chapman. Second, welfare centered definition. Prominent advocates First Marshall, Second Pigou, P.I.G.O.U., Second Cannon, Fourth, Beerized, B-E, V-E, R-I-D, G-E. Five, Pension, P-E-N-S-O-N. Third, Scarcely Centered Definition. Third, Scarcity Centered Definition. Prominent Advocate. First, Robinson, Robbins, Strigler, Oscar Lane, Legg, Skito, Wesky, Milton, Friedman. Fourth, Wantlessness Centered Definition. Prominent Advocate, J.K. Mehta. Fifth, Growth Centered Definition. Prominent Advocates, First, Samuelson, Second, Henry Smith, Third, K.G. Seth, Fourth, Peterson. Economics as a Science of Wealth. Adam Smith, Ricardo, J.B. Say, and F.A. Walker are the prominent economists who regard economics as a study of wealth. Adam Smith, who is known as the father of economics, named his famous book on economics as an inquiry into the nature and causes of wealth of nations. The emphasis of Adam Smith on wealth is clear when he writes in this book. The great object of political economy of every country is to increase the riches and power of that country. Or it may be remembered that earlier economics was called a political economy. According to J.B. Say, a French classical economist, economics is the science which treats on wealth. Likewise, F.A. Walker writes, political economy or economics is the name of that part of knowledge which related to wealth. J.S. Mill states, economics is the science of wealth related to man. Keynes has observed, political economy is the science which studies the law of production and distribution of wealth. Kapman states, economics is the science which studies wealth earning and wealth spending activities on men. Chief characteristics of the definition in terms of economics of wealth. First, economics is the study of wealth. Second, economics deals with the production and distribution of wealth. Third, only material goods which are scarce and useful constitute wealth. Fourth, to increase wealth, production of material goods will have to be stepped up. Critical evaluation of wealth centered definition. A. Justification of wealth centered definition. The wealth definition of economics is justified on the ground that by studying the law of production, exchange and distribution of wealth. Useful goods are commodities. Economics makes an important contribution to the promotion of social welfare. Therefore, it is unjust to dub economics as a mean of sordid science. It is also argued in favor of this definition that the abject poverty, huge magnitude of unemployment and underemployment prevailing today in developing countries like India cannot be removed without expanding the production of wealth and its equitable distribution. B. Criticism of wealth-centered definition. The definition of economics as a science of wealth has received severe criticism from a number of scholars like Ruskin, John Dickens, and William Morris. Carlyle Ruskin dubbed it as a gospel of Mammon. Others can it dismal science of selfishness and a pig science, etc. Following type of criticism are generally levied against this definition. First, this definition ignores the higher value of life. Second, it assigns man a secondary place. Third, it misses the central point that wealth is only a means to an end. The end beginning the welfare of man and the society. Fourth, it fails to lay due emphasis on man's behavior towards wealth. Fifth, the concept of wealth in economics involves the acceptance and justification of property right in various forms of wealth. The Indian Constitution included it earlier as a fundamental right but subsequently deleted it. Sixth, since the meaning of wealth is subject to different interpretations, it is not a scientific definition. Economics is a science of material welfare. Marshall, Pigou, Cannon, Weaverage, and Pynson are the chief protagonist of this definition. Professor Marshall, the most prominent of welfare economists, has observed economics is the study of man's action in ordinary business of life. It inquires how he gets his income and how he uses it. Thus, it is on one side the study of wealth and on the other and more important side a part of the study of man. The further states, economics is a study of mankind in the ordinary business of life. It examines that part of individual and social action which is most closely connected with the attainment and with the use of the material requisites of well-being. Marshall's view has been supported by Pigou. According to him, economics is a study of economics welfare. Economic welfare begins subscribe as the part of welfare which can be brought directly or indirectly into relation with the measuring rod of money. In the words of Pynson, economics is the science of material welfare. In the view of Cannon, economics is the study of the causes of material welfare. Chief feature of the welfare definition. First, it is the study of man as such and the man of wealth. Second, it implies that economics is concerned with a particular aspect of man's life, example, material. There are several other aspects of man's life, political, religious, social, etc. Third, the primary objective and end of economics is the promotion of welfare. Critical evaluation of welfare definition of economics. Marshall's definition of economics has been criticized by L. Robbins on the following grounds. First, in economics, we study not only material things but also immaterial things, he urged. A theory of wages which ignore all those sums which were paid for immaterial service or were spent on immaterial ends would be intolerable. Second, the concept of welfare is not defined and fixed. It differed in different countries and at different times. Welfare is a subjective concept. Third, economics studies several activities and also in concern with goods which are generally considered harmful to human welfare. Examples are study of goods like cigarette, liquor or opium. Economists study the pricing problems and other aspects of such goods, whether they promoted welfare or not. Thus, observe Robinson, why talk to welfare at all? Why not throw all away the mask altogether? Definition of economics as a science of scarcity. Definition of economics as a science of scarcity. Robinson is the propounder of the theory of economics as a science of scarcity. After criticizing Marshall's definition of economics as a science of material welfare, he, in his book, Nature and Significance of Economics Science, 1931 gave the following definitions. Economics is the science which studies human behavior as a relationship between ends and scarce means which have alternative usage. Main feature of Robinson's definition. The definition is based on the following premises. First, wants and ultimated. Wants are ultimated. Second, resources for the satisfaction of wanted are limited. Third, there are alternative resources or meanings. There are alternative resources or means that can be put to various uses. It is because of the various alternative uses of the resources that we have to decide about the best allocation of resources. An important point to note about Robinson's definition is that Robinson does not distinguish between material and non-material and between welfare and non-welfare. What ends or wants should be selected for satisfaction is not the concern of the economists. Thus, according to Robinson, economics is natural between ends. Robinson has further remarked, when time and means for achieving ends are limited and capable of alternative application and the ends are capable of beginning distinguished in order of importance, when behavior necessarily assumes the form of choice. It therefore means that economics is the science of choice. Likewise, Wiskited, Strangler and Erich Rohl also define economics in terms of scarcity of resources and choice. In the word of Strangler, economics is the study of the principle growing the allocation of scarce means among completing ends when the object of allocation is to maximize the attainment of ends. Kerr defines economics in these words. Economics is the study of influence of scarcity on human conduct in circumstances where men have freedom of choice in allocating scarce and competing wants. Critical evaluation of Robinson's definition. Robinson's definition is criticized on the following grounds. First, Robinson's definition makes economics neutral between ends, as observed by Thomas. The function of the economists is not only to explain and explore, but also to educate. Second, the scope of economics is definitely wider than the allocation of resources. Third, the determination of national income does not fall within the purview of Robinson's definition, as it lay stress on the allocation of resources. Fourth, Robinson's definition is defective because it does not cover an important subject like economic growth. Five, economists study the problem of choice if it has social implications, that is when an individual's choice affects other member of the society. In the case of Robinson's definition, even a sadhu living in the Himalayas faces the problem of choice, is how to distribute his time between various ends. Sixth, Robinson does not define the term resources, which can be both material as well as human or non-material. Seventh, Robinson's silent regarding the objective for making choice between ends and scarce means. Eighth, the distinction between means and ends is not clear in Robinson's definitions. Ninth, some scholars are to be viewed that Robinson has reduced economics merely to a evaluation theory and has thus neglected other important aspects of the study of man. Tenth, according to Professor Scott of the University of Maryland, Robinson's definition of economics is misleading. In particular, it does not fully reflect two of the major concerns of modern economics, growth and stability. Wantlessness-centered definition of economics. Dr. J.K. Mehta, an ancient Indian economist, defined economics in somewhat philosophical terms. He states, economics is the science of human activities considered as an endeavor to reach the state of wantlessness. Main feature of wantlessness-centered definition. This definition leads to the following. First, the chief objective of life is to obtain happiness or prosperity. Second, the real happiness or prosperity lies in wantlessness. Third, the stage of wantlessness is reached gradually. Fourth, the stage of wantlessness is the stage of bliss, a spiritual point of view. Criticism of this definition. First, this definition unnecessarily establishes the relationship of economics with ethics, philosophy, and religion. Second, the stage of wantlessness seems to be a utopian stage. It is rather impossible to reach that stage. Third, economics loses its significance when man reaches the stage of wantlessness. growth centered definition of economics. Henry Smith, Paul Samuelson, K.G. Sheth, Boulding and Hicks are the chief advocates of this definition. Henry Smith, in his book entitled A Prospect of Political Economy, defines economics as: economics is the study of how in a civilized society one obtains the share of what other people have produced and of how the total product of the society changes and it determined. Samuelson defines economics as: economics is the study of how men and society choose with or without the use of money to employ scarce productive resources which could have alternative uses to produce various commodities over time and distribute them for consumption now and in the future among various people and groups in society. In this context, K.G. Sheth has observed: economics studies human behavior concerned with changes and growth in capacity to produce in relation to demand. Chief characteristics of growth-centered definition of economics. First, like Robinson's definition, it related to choices. Second, it is also concerned with means which are scarce. Third, the resources have alternative uses. Fourth, it is concerned with production as well as its distribution. Evaluation of growth-centered definition. First, the word civilized used in relation to society may mean different thing to different people. Second, money in the present economic scenario seems to be indispensable. This definition, by and large, have found more acceptability as well as important element of economics, namely the determination and distribution of national income and output. Employment and the theory of economic growth are incorporated in it. Summing up, in view of divergent and conflicting meanings attached to the study of economics, it is not possible to define economics in a language that could be universally accepted. Jacob's observations provided a pragmatic approach. Economics is what economists do. Like the proverbial parable of the elephant and the blind man, each thinker seems to have his own concept of economics, which is influenced by his own outlook and his life experience in the field. Origin of the word economics and its meaning. The word economics is derived from two Greek words, oikos, oikos, and nemein, nemein, meaning to manage the household. A household requires management because a family's resources are limited and choice must be made. The family must divide what it will produce, what goods it will buy, and how these goods will be shared. Likewise, businesses and governments must also make choices concerning allocation of limited resources for production, consumption, and distribution. Economists and planners study the different way in which resources are used to fulfill society's needs. They also seek better ways for society to allocate its resources for achieving optimum results. Review exercise, essay type question. First, economics is the science of wealth. Discuss this statement. Second, mention some important definitions of economics. Explain any one definition in detail. Third, what is the difference in the definition of economics given by Adam Smith and Marshall? Which of these do you like most? State reason in support of your answer. Fourth, explain the definition given by Robinson. State its merits and demerits. Short answer and objective type questions. 5. Match the contents of column A with that of column B. Wantlessness centered definition of economics. J.K. Mehta. Welfare centered definition of economics. Welfare centered definition of economics. Marshall. Scarcity centered definition of economics. Robbins. Wealth centered definition of economics. Adam Smith. Write yes or no against each statement. Kautilya is called the father of modern economy. Wrong. Paul Samuelson's name is associated with the growth definition of economics. Right. Pigou's definition of economics is in terms of scarcity, means and ends. Wrong. 7. How the author of following statement? Who is the author of following statements? Economics is the science of human activities considered as a endeavor to reach the state of wantlessness. J.K. Mehta.